This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to Saturday Magazine. I'm Macca. It is... what day is it?
Saturday
the 7th of March. 17 degrees, heading for a top of 21. Paul is on panel. Fiona is producing and on Twitter. And it is my great pleasure to welcome the two newly appointed and only ever ambassadors for Joy 94.9, Lord Mayor Sally Capp and Channel Nikon, is it?
Yeah, that nine. I suppose
icon.
It is.
Channel 9 icon Peter Hitchin, a good morning.
Good morning.
Hello. Woo.
So how are you both? How are you both?
How are you, Your Worship?
I'm coronavirus free and yes. Feeling fantastic.
And happy Moomba.
Yes, thank you for mentioning
and,
it.
And I think the fireworks started it all off last night, or there certainly were some around.
There were, yes, each evening. We have a... Oh, David's being so cheeky. We have a combination of fireworks and laser shows, so we're just seeing what new technology comes in, how we can use it for our big public events, and lots of fun. It's just, you know, Melbourne, we can't be fair weather people because we can't let the rain impede us at all,
no,
can we?
So part of the charm.
Come on in and have some fun at Moomba.
It's the charm of the place, our weather.
It's
by the way,
have good you, way of looking at it.
Have you ever done the Birdman Rally? I just need to know this.
I've never jumped off. But I've watched it plenty of times.
Same here. I think everyone does. And I'm not quite sure if anyone actually thinks they are going to fly the course.
A gorgeous girl guide yesterday who's jumping this year. She's got her outfit. And I said, now, how far do you think you're going to go? And she said, all the way to the other side. I loved that. You're not going to get much of a word in this morning, are you, Macca?
Sorry. I apologise. Sorry.
I have to tell you, Sally, I rescued an e-bike this morning.
No.
I was driving down Lygon Street on the way in, which you can still do in the city of Melbourne. You can actually still enter in a car.
Yes.
For the moment.
Yes.
So you know the part of Lygon Street just at the cemetery?
Yes.
So there's the little boundaries on the tram tracks to stop you going.
Yes.
In the middle of the tram tracks, there's a red bike. Someone had just put it there, I think. Now, I didn't see anyone around, so I stopped, parked on the side of the road, thought I need to move this onto the footpath, and as I picked it up, it started beeping at me.
Oh.
Anyway, so I put it on the footpath.
Oh, thank you for doing that.
Yeah. Well, there wasn't a pond nearby, so...
Well, ha-ha. I was so hoping that that sort of behaviour was passé. Mm. I thought, look, we've done that with the O-bikes. It's boring.
Yeah.
There's nothing new or original in that sort of behaviour, and I'm hoping that's the case. And, of course, with Uber, because Jump is operated by Uber, the new bike share system, the great thing is that they know every single person using the bikes because you go through your Uber app.
Yeah.
And if you do misbehave, then they can take away your privileges for Uber and Uber Eats. And I think potentially good. That could be a good deterrent. What do you reckon?
Right. Uber Eats in particular. Mm. I know it's you do start seeing them around the city. Mm. This morning I've been around the Tan, which is one of the joys of
Isn't
Melbourne.
It gorgeous? Oh, it's I've so seen you walking around the Tan. That's cool.
Yes, I know. It's rather sad, but I have to do it because I love it.
Yeah.
And there were all these e-bikes around the place. It's fabulous.
Good, good to hear. All right, so let's hope everyone can be well behaved. Yep.
Is it possible that the one in the Carlton Gardens, wasn't it, that it was actually someone that knocked it in, or do you think someone actually physically threw it in?
Are you giving them the benefit of the doubt?
No, I'm just wondering.
Yeah, well, I just hope that's the only and last bit of that behaviour that we see. Because we do want a share bike system in Melbourne.
We need it.
Great international cities manage to do it all the way around the world. Yeah. Yes.
I saw them in Brisbane at the end of the year. And it's the system up there. I think they might have been electric scooters. Mm. But it seemed to operate quite smoothly. Yeah. There weren't any reports of them being left in the Brisbane River or something.
Well, people can use them if they're not drowned.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. They're correct. So we decided at the end of last year that we, Joy, we actually needed a couple of ambassadors.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
And you couldn't get Mike Myers.
No. And we couldn't. And I thought, we need a couple of people that are recognisable, that people actually have, and you're going to think I'm patting you on the heads here, but that people have some affection for, and that people understand that both these people are authentic. They are who they are. And the other thing was, there had to be folk that actually supported Joy and recognised what Joy was about. And so when we discussed it at the board, it was a unanimous decision that it should be Sally Capp and Peter Hitchin. And we've actually got...
Thank you.
We've actually got these certificates for you.
Oh, that's lovely.
And it says Certificate of Recognition, Joy Melbourne Incorporated, because we are an incorporated organisation, Ambassador. This certificate is proudly presented to Lord Mayor Sally Capp and also to one for Peter Hitchener, in appreciation for championing our work to build a more inclusive Australia. And it's signed by Ange Barry, our CEO, and myself as president.
Hey, so thank you.
There's
that
yours,
is
Sally.
Wonderful. Thank you.
And there's yours, Peter.
Going straight to the pool room.
Thank you. I'm very honoured.
And now what this means is that you have to tithe 10% of your income to Joy.
For the rest of time.
For the rest
and
of time.
Look out.
For the rest of time. But we do have Radiothon coming up, and we've actually... Sally and Peter have both done a little quick video for us this morning. I've got to say, Peter, the outtakes are going to be fantastic.
Yes, I had a few outtakes, actually. Yeah. I kept muddling up my words. Yeah. It's a Saturday morning. That's my only excuse.
Yeah. So, you know, Joy, you know, is entering a new period where you probably realise we've put expressions of interest out there for a breakfast crew.
Fantastic.
And these are paid positions. Yep. And 5 mornings a week. This is a new initiative for Joy. It's not something that's unknown totally in community radio, but it is unusual. It's being funded by Gary Singer and Jeffrey Smith, and they're funding it for 2 years.
Incredible.
And, fabulous initiative.
Is this our audition?
It could be, yeah.
After my outtakes, I've failed already. I'm sure our Lord Mayor.
So, you know,
congratulations.
I'm really proud to have you both as ambassadors. You know, you've been on the show a number of times, but, you know, Sally is a great ambassador for Melbourne and a great Lord Mayor.
Thank you.
And Peter has been in our lounge rooms for a very long time.
Yes.
And I often send Peter little SMS messages when he's reading the news, and during the break he gets to read them.
Yes, and we have laughs about things that go wrong. It's going to shock everybody, but I get editorial comments as well from David. Who knew? Who expected that?
because I watch Peter's face, and Peter, you may not realise it, but you do actually, with some news items you read, there is sometimes just a slight inflection of the face sometimes.
Or not supposed to do
that.
I know.
We never try to tell
people what to think or who to vote for or anything like that. Try to be impartial, you know, just report what's doing. So I'm not supposed to do that.
One of the SMSs often send Sally, are you wearing pants tonight? under the desk.
Oh, let's change the subject, shall we? Yeah. But we are absolutely thrilled, aren't we, Peter,
very
to be involved
so.
In this amazing organisation.
Lord Mayor. Yes. It is. Oh, sorry. I'm not sure what the protocol is, especially for an ambassador.
You can call me ambassador. Patron or ambassador. I'm happy with
but
that.
It's wonderful. It's wonderful.
It is.
And an important organisation.
Yeah. And it's about inclusion. It's about everybody being happy to be the real them.
Yep.
And that's so important in our community, just for everyone to feel that they can be accepted for who they are. And it's as important for me as it is for everybody else. So thank you.
Thank you.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.